Honduran singer-songwriter Polache wrote this song, Mira a Honduras, for an ad campaign to promote tourism. The song became a hit in the Central American country.
Mira Honduras con otros ojos, y esta es tu tierra. Descubrí que al mirarla con otros ojos vas a merecerla.
Mira a Honduras turned Polache into a household name in Honduras, but his career took a turn for the worse in June. Now, Polache's songs don't get played much on Honduran radio and TV. Reporter John Otis has written about the singer for GlobalPost.com. He's just gotten back from Honduras and is in Bogota, Colombia. John, what happened to Polache?
Well, Polache was never really very involved in politics, but he was invited along with President Zelaya, who was later deposed in a coup. The two men went on a trip to northern Honduras, and Polache brought his guitar along and began strumming, and the two men got into an impromptu duet that was broadcast on national television.
Well, we've got a clip of that impromptu duet between Polache and then Honduran President Manuel Zelaya. Let's hear it.
Oye, Polache. Oye, Polache. Tú con tu trova puedes lograr que Honduras vaya a progresar. Señor presidente, señor presidente, ante su presencia le quiero preguntar qué vamos a hacer con tanta delincuencia, señor presidente.
And as you can hear, that's Honduran singer-songwriter Polache singing with Honduran president, former Honduran president Manuel Zelaya. John Otis, was that essentially a bad career move for Polache?
Yeah, it turned out to be because shortly after they recorded that, Zelaya was deposed in a coup d'etat by the Honduran military on June 28th. The country became very polarized, with much of the media actually favoring the coup. And so a lot of the media ended up blacklisting Polache, and it was much harder for him to get his songs on radio and television.
Now, John, you said earlier that Polache is not very politically active as an artist, and yet there are these rumors that Polache was arrested soon after Zelaya was overthrown. What's the deal with that arrest? I mean, Polache has issued a public clarification on his website, and is he a political activist or not?
Well, that's sort of a sign at how polarized Honduras has become. There were rumors that he'd been detained by the coup government, and that was not the case. He was actually, I think he went up to Miami for a tour, but people were so concerned about him that these rumors were flying that he'd been arrested. Polache, he never set out to be a protest singer. He was never very political. In fact, he told me that he'd never even voted before. Mm. And he was just basically trying to play up Honduras and promote Honduras in his songs.
Hondurans like Polache. They say, you quote somebody in your story for GlobalPost.com, they say he sings and writes the way Hondurans talk, which is pretty cool. I mean, how forgiving do you think the Honduran people are going to be with Polache? Will the controversy eventually blow over?
It's a little hard to say what's going to happen with his career and whether people are going to be forgiving or not. I think he still has a fairly substantial fan base, though, just because there aren't that many well-known Honduran singers. It's not a country that's had, you know, left-wing guerrillas that have been very strong or revolutions like some of the other Latin American countries. And these are the sorts of events that inspire singers such as Silvio Rodriguez in Cuba or a Mercedes Sosa in Argentina. Honduras just doesn't really have that. And so Polache is kind of one of the first to emerge and to really promote what it means to be Honduran.
And if sports is the great unifier, it probably won't all be controversy for Polache. I mean, he wrote a World Cup song for Honduras's first qualification in 20 years for next year's World Cup, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's called Vamos a Celebrar Juntos. It's a really great song. After I heard it, I was humming it for quite a long time. Polache, if he hadn't become a troubadour folk singer, he wanted to become a soccer player.
All right, well, we'll go out on that song, and Polache kind of having it both, soccer and music. John Otis, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Marco.
John Otis reports for GlobalPost.com. John's article and Polache's music videos are at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.
Volveremos, 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 volveremos.